Infidel! Infidel, phone ringing! Oh yes, Infidel! Pick up the phone, it could be Allah calling! Oh, pick up the phone before it blows up! Pick up the phone! Oh, Allah Akbar! Allah Akbar! Pick up the phone!
We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
Well, American man.
God bless America.
I'll be an American when at least I know I'm free.
American girls and American guys will
touch your ass.
Was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. It's lovely.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning.
So in my best kindergarten
voice, I said.
The answer is
Ruthie Fittipaldi.
That's right.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Well, it's been a long time. Been almost has been all week, hasn't it? I don't think I've been on one night this week. Been traveling a lot, had a lot of problems we had to take care of. And I am coming to you live and in living color from behind the Iron Curtain here, deep in the belly of the beast in the People's Republic of California. And California wouldn't be a half bad state if it wasn't for the laws and stuff, everything. And I always enjoy it when I come out here, except for the fact that I have to hide everything I do. And what I'm doing right now is about the only thing that I do legally. And I'm not so sure how much longer that's going to be legal. But for right now, it's okay. But we had to come out here because Amy's mom was in a bad way, and so she, you sure and give her your condolences next time she comes on. Her mother passed away today, and so it's been kind of a somber day around here, even though it was expected. And so we're just getting by with that for the time being. But with everybody else's visiting and going on, well, I thought I'd sneak up here and do the show while I was here. Got quite a few things lined up for you tonight. I appreciate it. Elderberry, Rice, Mother Earth, all of you. Thank you. I'll be sure and tell her. And she was a good woman. I really like my mother-in-law. I love my mother-in-law. She was quite the feisty old gal. She 80 some odd years old and was playing, you know, 18 holes of golf here up until 6 or 8 months ago, playing pretty regularly. So it went downhill pretty quickly, but she went peacefully, and no long suffering or anything. So she's in better hands now for sure. She is on her way. She's there seeing her Heavenly Father right now, and I'm sure seeing her and her husband, so I'm sure she's just fine with it. As a matter of fact, writes, we were literally sitting right with her when it happened. I mean, we were sitting by the edge of the bed. Amy had been in there for a little while, and I had just walked in, and she went very peacefully just within, you know, minutes after we both got in there. So it worked out just right. So, okay. Well, let's cheer things up a little bit. We've got a Friday night. You got any newcomers out there? Friday night, as you know, is our all classic country night. Once in a while, we slip in some classic rock or something, or a night of it, not just one or two. But tonight we are sticking with tradition, and we'll talk a little bit more about some of the things that's gone on here over the last couple of days here. Let's have Don Gibson get us started here. I love Don Gibson.
If I could see you just one time, oh, how it eased my troubled mind. If I could hold you just one time, and then pretend that you're still mine. Lips that used to thrill me so, they now thrill someone else I know. Gone is the love that once was mine. Wish I could see you just one time. Oh, 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 I miss you so. Heart of mine, If I could see you just one time. Wish I could relive just one time. Turn back the pages and there I'd find that same old love that once was mine. Wish I could see you just one time. Oh, 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 I miss you so. I could see you just one time.
All right, we're back. Let me make sure I got my mic turned on here. Yeah, I think that's right. We started out here. When was it? We got Amy flew over because her mom was in a bad way and we didn't know if she was going to make it in time or not. So she went ahead and flew in early. As it turned out, she had time, but we didn't know that at the time. So Kelly and I come up in the truck here the following day. And we stayed in Vegas on the way up there and visited my mom. And then spent the night there and then come on up early the next day. And yesterday we went out to the beach. And I could do with it or without it. I really don't care one way or the other. It's okay. It's neat to see. But I'm just a little short of pine trees and elk out there, so I wasn't all that excited about it. But my daughter had a freaking ball. She loved it. She really had a blast. So I've got to get her out here again one of these days. But anyway, tomorrow we've got Smoky Mountain Prepper, Concretin', all you all. Let me see who else we got in there. Let me do a quick roll call here. Tinker Doc, Dragon Medics, getting to be pretty regular in there. Elderberry and Iowa Cat, Kaylee's mom, good to see you in there. Minnie, Mother Earth, Mountain Shooter, Northwest Heavy, Wright, Smoky Mountain Prepper, and a couple of Anonymous. All right, good deal. Glad to see you guys in there tonight. And like I said, we've been, Concrete and Amy's doing fine. She was, obviously she's pretty sad there for a while, but it's not like we didn't know this was coming, and I think most of us are just relieved that she is, through with the discomfort and everything. Being such a very active woman, all of her life, everybody hated to see her bedridden. Of course, she was only bedridden for a couple of days. Like I said, this really happened quickly. And it's over with now, and she's in a better place. So anyway, thank you, Concretin'. We're up here also to all of this kind of happened coincidentally with the fact that we've got a Glock Armorers class coming up here tomorrow out in Lincoln. We're just a few miles from where the class is going to be, so that all worked out just right in that regard. We'll have a Glock Armorers class. It's a full 8-hour class. We're going to go through everything you ever wanted to know about the Glock pistol, but we're afraid to ask. And by the time you get through with this tomorrow, I can guarantee you that you will never take your gun, your Glock, to a gunsmith again. Or a Glocksmith, as it were. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I love this class. I have a lot of fun doing it, and I'm always excited about the, you know, the, when the people get done with it, the knowledge that they have. It always tickles me to see them take off and do things with their gun that they haven't been able to do before. We do go over every conceivable thing that you can do with this gun that does not require power tools and special equipment. So it's a fun class. And then Sunday we'll be doing a thank you, Kaylee's mom, Iowa's Cat, both of you. And I'll be sure and tell Amy about all this. She's down visiting with her sister right now. Then Sunday we're doing a personal defense handgun one class, a one-day personal defense handgun class. And then I'll be sneaking out of here and getting back in. With any luck, if all goes well, I should be back in time for the show on Monday. I can't promise that right now, but I'm pretty sure if everything goes according to plan, we'll be back Monday. Like I said, Amy's going to stay here another week and stay for the funeral and everything. But I should be back by Monday night in time. So, all right, let's, let me find my deal. Let's continue to march here. Tell me who's singing this song.
Oh, let's go all the way.
This is not one you hear too
when
often.
When you love halfway.
Looking it up.
Love me day and night, then I'll know it's right. Love me till I hear you say, oh, let's go all the way. All the way means happiness, living side by side. Halfway means a heartbreak if one of us should lie. Give me a clue that you love me too. Hold me in your arms and say, oh, let's go all the way.
You'll probably have to look this one up. Had a few dynamite songs in her day, but not too many.
The first time I met you, I knew that I'd be true.
Good night, Elderberry. Thank you.
Name our wedding day, and let's go all the way. Let's you and I pretend.
Norma Jean, that's one you don't hear very often. She was a tremendous singer. I liked the heck out of everything that she did. She just wasn't, I won't say she wasn't real popular, because she was. She just didn't do a whole lot of songs. She did some duets with a few people, but she never did climb to the success or the magnitude of Patsy Cline or Connie Smith Kitty Wells or any of those. But anyway, remember that name. I might play another one like that one of these days. But Hey, do you ever get those calls from, you know, regardless of whether you use the do not call list and get your name on the do not call list and all that, you still have these people call. They're trying to sell you something. They're always trying to, and they won't let you get a word in edgewise. Well, here's how you handle that. If you get one of those calls, here's how you take care of it.
Hello? Yes, can I speak with Tom Maid?
Who's calling?
Well, this is Mike with You've been selected to receive a complete digital satellite system for free. With this, you're going to...
Let me ask you something. Did you know Tom Maid? Were you a friend of his?
No, I'm not. I'm just calling to...
Hold that thought. Hold on 1 second, all right? Hey, guys, get really good pictures of the body. Yeah, dust everything down for prints. Mike, you there?
Yeah.
Let me bring you up to speed. You've actually called a murder scene. Mr. Mabe is no longer with us. I'm Officer Clark. I'm conducting a homicide investigation. I want to ask you a series of questions. First of all, what was the nature of the business you had with Tom Mabe?
I had no business with him. I'm sorry to bother you.
No, hey, hold on. Look, I want to ask you to stay on the phone. This call's already been traced, and we may need you to come in for further questioning.
You don't understand. I'm just calling.
No, look. You don't understand. Unless you want to be charged with obstruction of justice, it's imperative you keep your ass on the phone, Mike.
Well, how about you just talk with my supervisor then?
No. Look. We'll get your supervisor in a second. First of all, give me your whereabouts.
I'm at work.
You're at work?
Yes.
You being a smart ass?
No, sir.
Let me put it to you this way, Mike. Say I wanted to mail your ass a letter. What would I have to write on the outside of the envelope to assure the mailman would deliver it right to your ass? Geographically speaking, Mike, where is work?
40 West Littleton, Colorado.
Uh-huh.
Now, hold on. That's cool.
Yes, sir.
Hold on 1 second, all right?
Yes, sir.
Get the Littleton Police Department Homicide Division on the phone. Give him this information. They tell him he's being sought in connection with a fatal shooting and aggravated robbery. But how did you know Mr. Mabe again?
Wait, you're calling the Littleton Police Department? I'm hundreds of miles away. I don't even know the guy. I'm in Colorado.
No, don't let that scare you. That's just a formality. Have you ever been to his place of residence?
No.
Tell me again, where were you last night between the hours of 8 and 10?
I'm not feeling real comfortable by any of this.
Have you even ever spoken with Mr. Mabe, Mike?
No, I haven't. I don't even know the guy. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Okay, calm down. Hold on. Look, just back up. I got one more question for you, Mike. As you well know, I'm sure, Mr. Mabe was a flaming homosexual. There's no easy way of asking it. I don't want to embarrass him or nothing, but were you his gay lover?
What? No. What the hell kind of a question?
Look. If gay's your way, that's okay. I still know there's a lot of you gay people in that closet. But then I haven't thought about myself. You know? Say I was in Las Vegas or something, a couple drinks. Cute little Mexican midget. Sam Brown.
An acre of diamonds at all.
some number one. Just call me lonesome number one. Although no titles have I won, surely must be lonesome number one. Every love I've had has faded like the dew. Everyone I've wanted has wanted someone new. Heartaches hang around and always come. Surely must be lonesome number one. Lonesome number one.
Say goodbye to me, babe, you're gonna break my mind. Break my mind. Break my mind. No, I just can't stand to hear them big jet engines whine. Break my mind. Break my mind. Oh, Lord. Cause if you leave, you're gonna a babbling fool behind. Baby, oh baby, let me take your suitcase off of the scales and time. Tell a man that you suddenly developed a thing about cause if you say goodbye to me, babe, you're gonna break my mind. Break my mind. Break my mind. No, I just can't stand to hear them big jet engines whine. If you leave, you're gonna leave a babbling fool behind.
That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. That Georgia red and going down. Daddy said, now come girl, we headed down the road to Augusta. And faintly through his clenched teeth, he called mom's name and
and he cursed her. He said, girl, you're young, but some dude has come along and stole your mother. But you can't steal a will and mind, cause mama's always looking for a lover. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. With dusty teardrops on his face, my daddy cried in big steps he was taking. Halfway running to keep up, my shorter legs were so tired and shaking. Where did I go wrong, girl? Why would she leave us both this way? At times like these, a child of sin never knows exactly what to say. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down. That Georgia sun was blood red and going down.
Thank you. for the blues to get me down. To see a grown man cry is more than I can stand. And I came into the house half a man. So I'll never go around the mirror. I can't stand to see me without.
Yeah, you're right. That was Keith Whitley. I've got a quite a mixture of things for you tonight. As a matter of fact, someone, what was it, Kaylee's mom, I believe, asked a while ago if one of the songs plays was the Carter Family. Well, this is classic country. Carter Family gets a little beyond classic and goes into oldies. Matter of fact, this song right here was done in 1927 originally. But we've got a more recent version of it. This is from 1935.
I was standing by the window on one cold and cloudy day, and I saw the hearse come rolling far to carry my mother away. And the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Lord, I told thee, undertaker, undertaker, please drive slow. For this body you are hauling, Lord, I hate to see her go. Can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I followed close behind her, tried to hold up and be brave, but I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in the grave. Can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Went back home, Lord, my home was lonesome. Missed my mother, she was gone. All my brothers, sisters crying, what a home so sad and there's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Yeah, right, Riss, that goes way back. That's beyond... Well, I guess June Carter was probably singing by them. Yeah, that's Mother Maybelle and that bunch there. June Carter was probably, but well, no. Yeah, she'd have to be awful young if she was singing with that one there. I'm not sure if she was goes back that far or not. But anyway, you wanted, I didn't want to, wanted to accommodate Kaylee's mom there for taking a wild stab there a while ago, so we thought we'd play one just for that. All right, let's get back into the 20th century here a little bit. Well, I guess it was early 20th century. Let's get a little later in the 20th century, in my time of partying days there.
I said I'd never do it again. I swore my way that I would mend. But you cheated, dear, and that's a sin. Here I am, I'm drunk again. The bar, I'm standing all alone, drowning my sorrows deep within. Here I am, I'm drunk again. Life of mine, drinking whiskey, beer and wine. Dear, I know this is the end. Here I am, I'm drunk again. I'm drunk because that you are gone. Bar, I'm standing all alone, drowning my sorrows deep within. Here I am, I'm drunk again. Here I am, I'm drunk again.
Don't sit at home and miss all the fun. Order now to learn all the latest country dances. Yes, you can dance if you order today. No COD.
My woman told me last Friday night her birthday's coming and things ain't right. We've been together since before the war, and I never had her out on a dance hall floor. I didn't know what to say. I never learned to dance, only learned to play and to watch other people do their thing. My job was to pick and sing. Well, I moped around the house. I watched late TV and slept on the couch. I flipped through the dial and after a while a commercial came on that made me smile. Said learn to dance, learn the moves, call 1-900, you just can't lose. Well, it didn't take me long. I jumped right up and I ran to the phone. The operator asked, can I help you, sir? And this is what I said to her.
Help, I'm white and I can't get down. Got two left
Today.
Many months have come and gone since I wandered from my home in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many a page of life has turned, many a lesson I have learned, yet I feel like in those hills I still belong. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life is my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. But as I sit here today, many miles I am away from the place I rode my pony through the draw. Jack trees kiss the playful prairie breeze in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, the cowboy's life was my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Great Osage, in those Oklahoma hills where I was born, where the black oil rolls and flows and the snow-white cotton grows, in those Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in the Indian Nation, I rode my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Away down yonder in cowboy's life was my occupation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. In the Oklahoma hills where I was born.
My clothes are all ragged, my Goodwill coat's not the best. And I'm walking on cardboard in my last dollar dress. I looked in the closet for my wedding gown, but the box that it came in was all that I found. He took everything with him that wasn't nailed down. Bet he's got a new sweetheart to fill my wedding gown. But somewhere I'll find him, then I'll have peace of mind. And the box he comes home in will be all satin lined. He took everything with him that wasn't nailed down. Bet he's got a new sweetheart to fill my wedding gown. But somewhere I'll find him, then I'll have peace of mind. And the box he comes home in will be all satin lined.
Well, I go out drinking, coming late stinking. Tell my wife left the car with the keys sitting by the highway, and it got stolen. Then I tell her to get dressed, high heels, Sunday best, big surprise, lots of fun. She thought
I rode your ocean liner to Newfoundland, where I made a living in an iron mine. When I got my fill, I went to Nova Scotia, and I fished them salty waters for a time. Passing through Prince Edward Island and New Brunswick, I could see them rocks and cliffs of solid stone. Listening to the seagulls calling to each other made me miss my darling and my distant home. Canadian Pacific, carry me 3,000 miles through the valleys and the forests to the sunshine of her smile. Cross the plains and rugged mountains, keep this wandering boy from harm. Canadian Pacific, take me to my baby's arms. The Atlantic disappeared on the horizon, and Quebec lay waiting for me down the track. For a while I drove a truck to keep from starving. In Ontario I was a lumberjack. Manitoba and Saskatchewan then followed, where the wheat fields and the old Red River flows. In the quiet hours your whistle on the prairie touched my heart and set my memories aglow. I could feel the nearness of her warm soft kisses when you
what's going on with the 64. I can't hear it on this end. I've got a really fast connection here, and I shouldn't be having any problems. But if anybody else has them, well, let me know, and we'll see if we can get it fixed up here. We got a lot of old stuff here tonight we're trying to get crammed in here before quitting time. So. Katie's mom, I bet you don't remember this one.
Look who's coming down the street. Big brown eyes and smile so sweet. Uh-oh, trouble's back in town. Uh-oh. I feel a sad old memory coming back to torture me. Trouble's back in town. Funny, she still looks the same. Time has brought so little change. Why did she turn up again?
just when my heart was on the mend. Wish I didn't love her so. Better hide until she goes.
Uh-oh,
uh-oh, trouble's back in town.
Uh-oh, uh-oh,
funny she still looks the same. Time has brought so little change. Why did she turn up again just when my heart was on the mend? Wish I didn't love her so. Better hide until she goes.
Uh-oh,
uh-oh, trouble's back in town.
Shock it to me, Uncle Dogger.
Not so long ago, I walked into this bar. It's the busiest spot in this here town by far. You have to wait your turn for the little room in back, you know. And I've been sitting here since 15 beers ago. 15 beers ago, and I still feel the same. Why do I have to suffer this pain? It hurts just as much inside as if it's been a week or so. It takes a mighty patient man to wait in line and wring his hands when he hasn't been since 15 beers ago. Then a lovely girl said, would you dance with me? I said, yes, I would. Then she gave me a squeeze. Oh, as we danced around the floor, I said, oh, Lord, don't let it show. 'Cause Ben ain't been since 15 beers ago. Suffer this pain. It hurts just as much inside as if it's been a week or so. It takes a mighty patient man to wait his turn and wring his hands a when he hasn't been since 15 beers ago.
Yeah, Rights at Risk, that was Ben Colder, otherwise known as Sheb Woolley. Got lots of funny songs out there. He's I don't know if he's got any serious songs or not. That was a play on 15 years ago. And I'm not sure if George Jones did that one or not. I don't remember for sure. But this next one, hey, 007? I mean, C7? About time you got here. But you need to go spend the next 45 minutes in the corner while you're waiting here. This next one, a lot of people did this song, a whole bunch of them. Mel Tillis had a big hit for it in 1961, and Ray Price came out a little later and had a hit with it also. But there was probably, I'll bet you there was a dozen, you know, 8 or 10 anyway, singers did this. But anyway, I think Mel Tillis was probably my favorite version of it.
That I can't leave you, even though my mind tells me I should. But then you make me think you really want me. Then all my thoughts of leaving do no good. You've got me hard up.
Let's drink another round. you and me. And then he said, there's girls and there's women and there's ladies, there's yeses and nos and there's maybes, there's teasing and pleasing, they start learning when they're babies. There's girls, there's women, and there's ladies. There's girls, and there's women, and there's ladies. There's yeses and nos, and there's maybes. There's teasing and pleasing, they start learning when they're babies. I love all the girls and the women and the ladies. There's girls and there's women and there's ladies. There's yeses and nos and there's maybes. There's teasing and pleasing, they start learning when they're babies.
Iowa Cat, Don Williams may have done that. I don't remember if he did or not, but I know you've heard of Ed Bruce. He was real popular back in the 80s. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to play another one right here because I'll bet you've heard this one here. It's kind of a long song, but it's a good song. I know you've heard that.
This is the last cowboy song. The end of 100-year wars. The voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost. He rides a feedlot and clerks in a market. On weekends selling tobacco and beer. And his dreams of tomorrow surrounded by fences. But he'll dream tonight of when fences weren't here. He blazed the trail with Lewis and Clark. And eyeballed, oh, I backed down. He stood shoulder to shoulder with Travis in Texas and rode with the seventh when Custer went down. This is the last cowboy song. The end of 100-year wars. The voices sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost. Remington showed us how he looked on canvas. Louis has told us his tale. And Willie and Waylon and me sing about him and wish to God we could have ridden his trail. This is the last.
The old Jessam Trail is covered in concrete now. And they truck them to market in 50-foot lanes. They blow by his marker, never slowing to reel. Like living and dying was all he did.
This is the last cowboy song. End of the 100-year war. Sound sad as they're singing along. Another piece of America's lost.
This is the last cowboy song. The end
Sack. 15 kids in the front porch torchlight, Louisiana Saturday night. But when the kin folk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow, kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night.
This next one you'll remember as probably an instrumental by Floyd Kramer. You may not have ever heard this part of it. And that was a mighty short version of it, too. What the heck is going on here? Let's try this again. All right, bring it on.
One hour and I'll be meeting you. I
Get out of here a little bit early. Amy's trying to sleep, and I don't want to wake her up. She's had a hard day, so I'm going to sneak on out of here, and with any luck at all, we'll see y'all Monday. I sure appreciate you joining me.
It seems that you've changed in these past few days. Oh, when I try.
Okay, that about wraps it up for another edition of Liberty Lounge on this Friday evening. I hope y'all have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join me again Monday morning for Amy's show, Living Way Out Here, at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, and The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Remember that your life is a gift from God. How you spend it is your gift to Him. Good night.
And it's all over, but the crying. I called you on the phone just to find out what was wrong. And the things you said made my suspicions real. You said tonight again you have to stay with this sick friend. But that story I'm not buying, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all over but the crying. I never would have thought you were lying. It sounded so true when you said it's all over but the crying. It's all